I'm Jeremy Hobson, and I am broadcasting from the United Kingdom this week as we look ahead to the coming deadline for Britain to exit the European Union. I actually have family here in the UK. My father is British, born here. My grandmother, Margaret Hobson, still lives here in Coventry, an industrial town a little more than an hour outside of London. She is now 92 and still in the same house my father grew up in. I stopped in to see her, as I do on all my trips to the UK, and she showed me some of the family photos up on the wall in a small living room where, before he died a few years ago, my grandfather Richard used to paint and play the piano.
That's so great.
That was my grandmother in the middle and my two aunts.
What year was that?
Well, I think they were coming to the wedding.
To your wedding?
It could have been. So it was certainly in the 40s, because they've all got their flowers on their chest. And this was all, that was my husband's mother there, and she was one of five. Five. And that's, Effie was the eldest sister, and she married the head man at the Waldorf Astoria in America.
And you and Granddad were married for 67 years?
Yes, we were, long time.
What's the secret to that?
You just pick the right one the first time. You're just lucky, aren't you? You're just lucky. I mean, Richard just, he saw me, he was sort of working on the, like, little tanks on the side of the road. And I used to go to work in one of the aircraft factories, and I sort of always sat on the front of the bus. And he saw me sitting on the front of the bus every day, and he knew I lived somewhere around here. So he came across one night and went to one of the places and said, "Describe me," and did they know me? Found who I was, and that was it.
And he painted that pig over there.
Yes, that's a self-portrait. I've had to keep that. That was one of the first ones that he did, yes.
Coventry was a factory town, and during World War II, the British used it to build things needed for the war effort. As a result, it was singled out by Adolf Hitler for a bombing blitz on this very night in 1940.
The martyred city of Coventry. Amid the wholesale wreckage of a noble city, crushed by the force of hundreds of tons of bombs, the steeple of her one-time beautiful 14th-century cathedral looks down on a scene of indescribable desolation. 1,000 citizens of Coventry were killed or maimed by the Nazi disciples of slaughter, who kill mostly for the joy of killing and destroy mostly for the joy of destroying. These are scenes of the butchery at Coventry.
To this day, the walls of that cathedral still stand in the center of town, but that's about it. My grandmother lived through that.
I was in Coventry because my father worked at the at Wrighton, which was the aircraft factory, and we were here during the Blitz. Yes.
What was that like? What happened during the Blitz?
Well, we'd been having raids night after night after night. And so my father used to take us in the car. We used to all pile in the car with blankets and food. And he'd just drive up to the Gibbet Hill, which is a little hill just outside Coventry. And we'd stay in the car until we heard the all clear signal go, about 3 o'clock in the morning, come back home and all get into bed and then get up for school or work in the mornings.
Because the bombings wouldn't happen during the day.
No, there was just one day when I'd come home from school and no one else was home because my parents were at work. The siren went, which was so unusual in the middle of the day in Coventry, being so far inland. But the siren went, so I went and sat outside on the shelter. We'd got a shelter in the garden. So I went and sat on there, sitting, well, if anything comes, I'll nip in quickly. And then I saw this aircraft, and it flew straight down the bypass, the main road, Coventry there, the A45. And all the workers were coming out 4 o'clock, were coming out of the factories, and they were machine gunning the people coming out of the factories. But that's just one war thing that I remember.
Were you scared?
No, it's funny. No, I sat on the outside of the air raid shelter. You just don't ever remember. I don't ever remember being scared.
Did you think that the Allies would win the war while it was happening?
Oh, yes. We'd never any doubt that we were going to win. No, I don't ever remember having any doubts that we wouldn't win the war.
I just toured through the old cathedral in Coventry, which is completely destroyed, or at least what's left of it are just the walls.
Yes.
What about when that happened? Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, well, we'd been up night after night for weeks before, and my mother decided that she'd take my sister and I up to Scotland, where my grandfather lived. And on the news the next morning, we heard that Coventry had this big blitz. And of course, my mother was worried to death about my father being in Coventry. And of course, she couldn't get through. All the telephones were down, everything. But he drove out to Kenilworth, about 3 or 4 miles out, and got a phone and managed to phone her and say, "I'm okay." So she said, "Well, I'm coming down." So she came back home. And of course, the house, the windows were out. She had to cook on the open fire. There was no gas or electricity. So she was having to cook, putting kettles and things on the fire to do things. So that was what we remember. And my sister and I, we stayed up there until the Easter. And my father picked us up on the Easter. And it was the night of the Easter Blitz on Coventry. So we arrived back again and had to stay in the car up on the outskirts. But that was the last one. There was no more bombs.
When you think of all of the things that this country has experienced in your lifetime, the war being one of them, where does Brexit stand up in your mind, and how important that was?
Well, Brexit seems very strange because to us, especially my generation, because we're definitely not Europeans. I mean, we're British and that's it. So I can't see us ever wanting to join in, especially with the French. We've always, although our nearest allies, we've always had a sort of a bit of a danger against the French. You know, we've always felt that we won the war for them, you know, and they ought to be so grateful to us.
But did you feel that way when Britain was joining the EU?
Well, I don't remember it being a great thing in our lives. You know, we weren't particularly impressed with it at all, I must admit. No, as I said, we think of ourselves as so English or British that Europe, perhaps to the younger generation, I don't really know how they feel.
Now, you didn't vote in the Brexit vote, did you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't. I'm afraid I've voted so much in my life that I haven't voted now on any of the local elections or any of the elections for a few years now.
How did you feel about it when you found out that Britain had voted to leave the EU?
Well, I wasn't surprised. As I said, I never ever think of us as Europeans. We're always a little bit of the awkward squad, you know. We always don't want to agree with what they agree with. So I wasn't at all surprised.
What do you think it means for the future of Great Britain to go out on its own once again?
No, I think they'll always manage. I think they always do. No, I think as a country, they are able to stand on their own. Of course, we've always got the Commonwealth. We've been lucky having the Commonwealth with us. So we're not quite alone, but no, I think we're quite happy to stand alone.
My grandmother, Margaret Hobson, in Coventry, England. You can see a photo of the two of us and the remains of the old cathedral at hereandnow.org.